reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 73.
国家梵歌第十八章第73诗节.
Arjuna uvacha nasto moha smritir labda twat prasadhan maya chuta stitos me gata sandeha karishe vachanam tava.
73. Arjuna 说, 我亲爱的 Krishna, 永不犯错的人啊, 现在我的迷惑一扫而光, 由于你的恩赐, 我恢复了记忆, 现在我意志坚定, 毫无疑问, 随时准备按照你的训令行动。 要旨, 由圣帕布帕德提供。 由Arjuna所代表的生物, 其原本地位就是必须遵照至尊主的训令行动, 生物是应该自律的。 圣Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说, 生物的真正地位就是做至尊主永恒的仆人。 忘记了这一原则, 生物就受物质自然的条件限制, 但服务于至尊主, 他就成为神的, 解脱了的仆人。 生物的原本地位就是做仆人, 不是为虚幻的假象, 玛雅服务, 就是要替至尊主服务。 如果服务至尊主, 那就在正常状态中, 但如果愿为虚幻的外在能量服务, 那就必在束缚中, 在假象中。 生物在这个世界服务, 他们为色和欲所束缚, 却仍然认为自己是世界的主人, 这就叫做假象。 当一个人获得解脱的时候, 他的假象就消失了, 而且自愿归依至尊, 遵照至尊的愿望行事。 最后的假象, 玛雅, 即捕缚生物的最后的绳索, 就是认为自己是神。 生物认为自己不再受条件, 不再是受条件制约的灵魂, 而是神。 他竟愚蠢到这样的地步, 不会想想, 如果自己是神, 那怎么会在疑惑中呢? 对于这一点, 他却不予考虑。 这就是假象的最后的罗网。 实际上, 要远离虚幻的能量, 也就是要理解Krishna, 至尊人格守神, 并且同意按照他的训令行事。 这诗节中的 Moha 一词很重要。 Moha 指的是知识的反面。 实际上, 真正的知识是要了解每一个生物都永世主的仆人。 但生物却不这样想, 不认为自己是仆人, 而认为自己是物质世界的主人, 因为他想主宰物质世界, 这就是生物的假象。 靠主的恩典, 或纯粹奉献者的仁慈, 这种幻象可以克服。 当幻象消失后, 人们自然会同意在Krishna知觉中活动。 Krishna知觉就是遵照Krishna的训令去做。 受条件限制的灵魂, 受物质外在能量的迷惑, 不知道至尊主是充满知识, 拥有一切的主人, 无论他想要什么, 他都能赐给他的奉献者。 他是每个人的朋友, 对他的奉献者特别喜欢。 他是这个物质自然和众生的控制者, 他也是无穷无尽的时间的主宰, 充满一切富裕和一切力量。 至尊人格守神甚至还会将自己给予奉献者。 不认识他的人, 无不在假象的影响之下, 他们不会成为奉献者, 但甘心情愿做玛雅的奴仆。 Arjuna听至尊人格守神讲了《薄伽梵歌》之后, 所有的迷惑全部消失殆尽。 他能明白, Krishna 不仅是他的朋友, 而且还是至尊人格守神, 他真正的了解了Krishna。 当人有了完整的知识时, 自然就会皈依Krishna。 当Arjuna意识到, 减少那无意的人口, 原来是Krishna的计划时, 他同意照Krishna的意愿, 去战斗, 他再次拿起武器, 他的弓箭, 准备在至尊人格守神的训令下, 助战。译文：阿尔娜说，我亲爱的 Krishna， 永不犯错的人啊，现在我的迷惑一扫而光，由于你的恩赐我恢复了记忆，现在我意志坚定，毫无疑问，随时准备按照你的训令行动。
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakani Tamascha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
So Arjuna is replying to Krishna's question, which he had put. Krishna had asked, "Have you understood?"
So, 前面 Krishna 问 Arjuna, 你明白了没有？这个时节呢， Arjuna 就回答了 Krishna 的问题。
Arjuna replies that his illusion is now gone, and he is clear about what he has to do.
所以阿娟呢回答说，他所有的迷惑就一扫而光了，他现在已经准备好了，啊，要做他要叫自己做的任何事情。
And it is due to the mercy of Krishna that he has regained his memory.
他说，在 Krishna 的仁慈下，他重新恢复了他的记忆。
Arjuna is now prepared to act according to the teachings of Krishna.
现在阿娟呢已经准备好了，要按照 Krishna 教导他的方式去活动。
So, this is the position of the living entity in relationship to Krishna. We are all like Arjuna. We are also students, and Krishna is a teacher.
所以这就是和我们所有人、所有生物体与 Krishna 的关系都是一样的。我们都像阿娟呢一样。是 Krishna 的学生。
Krishna is teaching us, he's reviving our memory, helping us to understand what is our duty.
Krishna 在教育我们，他帮助我们恢复记忆，让我们能够明白我们真正的职责是什么。
Of course, Krishna does not force, it is our own choice, we have free will.
当然 Krishna 不会强迫我们，我们有自己的自由意愿，我们可以自由选择。
We can surrender either to Krishna or we surrender to the material energy.
我们可以选择要么向 Krishna 皈依，要么向物质的能量皈依。
So Arjuna is grateful to Krishna to get his mercy.
所以 Arjuna 非常感激 Krishna 给他这样的教导。
The student, should be grateful to the mercy of the teacher.
一个学生应该感激老师给他的这个仁慈。
The teacher, of course, has to be able to give instruction according to the ability of the student.
当然，这个老师也应该有能力，根据学生的这个实际情况来指示他、指导他。
Some students will be able to do more than other students.
有的学生可能能够比其他的学生做得更多一点。
the student has to understand the ability of his different students.
那么这个灵性导师他应该有能力明白他不同的学生所具备的这个程度。
So there are general instructions which are meant for everyone.
但是呢也有一个啊总的指导是给所有人的。
And there are specific instructions which are given to individuals.
另外呢还有特殊的训示是给单独的某一个人的。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna has given his conclusive instruction and an instruction which is meant for everyone, which we should, that we should surrender to him.
那么在《薄伽梵歌》里面 ，Krishna 给了这个所有人共同的一个指示，那就是我们应该向他皈依。
Yeah, we should give up all forms of religion, surrender to Krishna. Krishna promises he will protect us.
我们应该放弃所有一切的宗教，皈依 Krishna. Krishna 就会保护我们。
We do not have to fear sinful reactions.
我们没有必要害怕任何的罪恶的反应。
This is a general instruction from Krishna.
这就是 Krishna 给所有人的一个共同的训示。
Now exactly how we surrender to Krishna, that will vary from one individual to another.
那么如何向 Krishna 皈依，对于每一个人呢，都是不一样的，皈依的方法。
The surrendering mood is the general principle. The mood of surrender is the general principle.
所以这个皈依的心态是对所有的人通用的一个原则。
But how every individual surrenders is going to be different.
但是每一个不同的个体如何去皈依，皈依的方法将会是不一样的。
We see some examples of how the teacher and the disciple relate to each other.In the scriptures.
那么在经典里面我们看到有好几个例子，就是老师和学生之间的关系是怎么样子的。
In the Mahabharata, for example, there's an example given how one teacher asked his student to go to the field to check that the crops in the field were safe and that everything was well and normal.Yeah, they were growing things in the field.
Oh, okay. 就是里面有一个例子，就是一个导师，他训示他的门徒到田里面去看，是不是所有的农作物都长得很好。
So the student did not come back for a long time.
但是这个学生呢，很久都没有回来。
So after some time, then the teacher went to look for the student.
然后过了一段时间之后呢，这个老师呢就去找这个学生。
And the teacher.Was surprised to find that the student was laying he was laying on the ground, blocking a hole in a wall.
Blocking.
No, yeah, he was covering up a hole because there was some hole where the water was running, and he was blocking.
然后这个老师很惊讶的发现呢，因为那个田里面呢有一段地方有个缺口，水流出去。或者是流进来，这个学生呢就躺在那里挡住那个缺口，不让那个水流动。
Yeah, he was blocked.
挡住田里面的那个缺口。
So, this was how the student surrendered himself, that he used his body to protect all the crops, all the things growing in the field.
所以这就是一个学生皈依他老师的程度，他用自己的身体来保护这个庄稼，来完成他老师给他的这个训示。
And when Lord Krishna was a student at the ashram of Sandipani Muni, on one occasion he went to collect some firewood for his teacher.
那么有一次，当 Krishna 也做学生的时候呢，他要去为他的老师 Sandipani Muni 去找柴火，去捡柴火。
So he was with his friend Sudama, and Sudama.Was remembering this pastime when Sudama and Lord Krishna met years later in Dwarka.
那么这个故事呢是 Sudama 想起来的，因为在很多年之后 ，Sudama 和 Krishna 再次见面 ，Sudama 想起了他们以前曾经去为老师捡柴火的这一段事情。
Sudama and Krishna had gone into the forest, but when they were collecting the firewood, suddenly a storm broke out and the sky became very dark.
他们两个人当时去捡柴火的时候呢，突然之间呢，就下起了暴雨。
Sudama and Krishna were trapped in the forest.
然后他们就被困在森林里面了。
There was heavy rain.
因为雨下得非常大。
They could not see the way back to the ashram of their teacher.
他们甚至找不到回他们修院的道路。
And they had to spend the whole night in the forest.
然后他们就在森林里面住了一个晚上。
The next morning, Sandipani Muni, their teacher, came along with all the students from the school.
然后第二天早上呢 ,Sandipani Muni 和所有学校里面的其他的学生一起到森林里面来找他们。
And they came looking anxiously to find Krishna and Sudama.
他们非常焦虑地四处寻找，找 Sudama 和 Krishna。
This was when finally the teacher found Sandipani Muni. When Sandipani Muni found Lord Krishna and Sudama, then he was very relieved to find his two students safe.
然后最后当这个 Sandipani Muni 老师看到这个学生 Krishna 和 Sudama 的时候呢，他终于心中啊，终于松了一口气。
And he praised them for their glorious service attitude.
然后他非常赞扬这两个学生的这种服务的心态，服务导师的心态。
That they had sacrificed their life, they were willing to sacrifice their life for the service of their guru.
他们为了服务自己的咕噜，甚至愿意冒生命的危险。
And their guru blessed them that he would also give them all of his spiritual knowledge.
然后这个咕噜就祝福他们，同时把所有的灵性知识都给予了他们。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's an incident in relation to a great king called Maharaj Yayati.
那么在博迦瓦坛里面讲到有关这个伟大的国王 Yayati 的故事。
Maharaj Yayati was cursed by his father-in-law.
这个 Yayati 他被他的岳父诅咒了。
He had been unfaithful to his wife.So the father-in-law was very angry.
因为他对他的妻子不忠实，所以他的岳父非常的愤怒。
The father-in-law cursed the man, cursed Yayati, that he should suddenly, prematurely become an old man.
这个岳父呢，就诅咒这个 Yayati 国王，诅咒他立即变成一个老人。
When Yayati was cursed in this way, then he felt very sorry that he would have to become, that he was made into an old man. And he begged the father-in-law, please do not curse him in this way.
然后当 Yayati 知道这个消息之后，他非常的伤心，他就祈求他的岳父不要去诅咒他。
He said, I will not be able to keep your daughter happy.
他说如果我变成老人的话我没有办法让你的女儿快乐了。
So then the father-in-law said, if one of your sons agrees to take the curse, then I will agree that you can give the curse to one of your sons.
然后他的岳父就说如果你的任何一个儿子愿意承担这个诅咒的话呢，我就答应你可以把这个诅咒转到你的儿子身上。
So the Yayati then approached his sons. He had four sons.
所以这个Yayati呢，他有四个儿子。
And he asked the oldest son if he would like to, if he would be willing to take the curse which had been put on him.
他就问他的长子，你是否愿意帮我接受这个诅咒
？But the son, the oldest son, would not agree.
但是这个长子呢，不同意。
The second son also would not agree.
那个次子也没有同意，老二也没有同意。
The third son also.
老三也没有同意。
They all had different reasons, different excuses.
他们都有各自的原因，各自的借口。
They had different plans for enjoying the material world.
因为他们都有自己不同的计划来享受这个物质世界。
They were not prepared to take this curse which had been put on their father.
他们没有准备好要接受他父亲的这个诅咒。
So then he asked his youngest son.
然后他就问他一个最年轻的儿子。
So the youngest son, when requested, he agreed. He told his father, "Yes, all right, I will accept this curse."
所以当那个最年轻的孩子被问到是否要接受这个诅咒的时候，他说是的， 父亲，我愿意接受这个诅咒。
He said, the son said to his father, he said, I am not a very good son because you have had to ask me. If I was a good son, I would have offered to accept the curse.
这个儿子他说，我不是一个好儿子，因为我还要等你来问我，我才答应。如果我是一个好儿子的话，我应该主动去找你，来为你分担这个诅咒。
So the the son then said, he said, if the son does not accept, if the son does not use his life for the service of the father or to satisfy the father, then that son is useless.
所以如果一个儿子他没有把他的身体用来服务他的父亲的话，这样的儿子是没有用的。
As far as the father is concerned, the father thinks that if the son cannot serve him, then it was a waste of time to conceive a child.
那个父从父亲的角度来说，如果他生出来的孩子没有办法服务他，那么生育孩子是一种浪费时间的事情。
There are two words which are similar. One word is mutra, and the other word is putra.
那么有梵文中有两个词是很接近的发音，一个叫 mutra， 一个叫 tutra。
putra。
putra。
putra means son.
putra 的意思就是儿子。
And mutra means urine.
mutra 的意思就是尿。
Both come from the same place.
两个都是从同一个地方出来的。
So the father thinks, if the son is not serving the father, then there was no need to have a son. Better to just pass urine.
所以这个父亲想，如果儿子没有办法服务父亲的话，那最好不需要生什么儿子了，还不如撒泡尿好。
So this way the son, the youngest son of Yayati, agreed to accept the curse which had been put on the father.
所以回到这个故事，这个 Yayati 的最小的一个最年轻的一个儿子呢，他愿意为他的父亲来承担这个诅咒。
And in this way Maharaj Yayati was able to regain his youth and enjoy more with his wife.
这样呢，这个雅雅提呢，他因此呢，他又重新得回他的年轻，并且和他的妻子享受。
Later on, Yayati became exhausted and no longer interested to enjoy the material world with his wife. He was prepared for renunciation.
过了一段时间呢，这个雅雅提本人呢，他对这个世间的世俗享受呢，已经感觉到厌烦了。他决定要进入这个气绝阶层。
Material enjoyment cannot satisfy a person for long.
因为物质的享受是没有办法长期满足一个人的。
So when Maharishi Yati was prepared to retire and give up his throne, he asked the youngest son to become the king.
所以最后，当这个雅雅提国王准备要放弃王位的时候，进入气绝阶层的时候呢？他就要求他的最小的这个儿子继承了王位。
Usually, the system is the oldest son should be the king.
通常来说，传统来说，应该是长子继承王位的。
But Maharaj Yayati understood that his real son, the son who was really qualified to be the king, was his youngest son.
但是雅雅提他明白，他真正的儿子就是有资格继承他王位的儿子。是他最年轻的那个儿子。
Because he was willing to accept even inconvenience on behalf of his father.
因为他愿意为了他父亲而接受一些艰难的处境。
So this is the relationship between the spiritual teacher and the disciple, or the same relationship is there between the father and the son.
所以这种关系呢？在灵性导师和门徒之间，以及在父亲和儿子之间是一样的。
It is the duty of the disciple to satisfy the spiritual master.
所以，对于一个门徒来说，他的责任 是要去满足他的灵性导师的愿望。
Just as Lord Krishna and Balaram went to study in the ashram of Sandipani Muni and learned everything from Sandipani Muni.
就好像 Krishna 和 Balarama 在他们小的时候，他们去到他们的灵性导师 Sandipani Muni 那里去学习。
So after learning everything from their teacher, then Sandipani Muni requested them to give some service in return.
所以当他们从老师那里学到了一切之后， Sandipani Muni 呢就要求他们为自己做一个服务来回报。
He understood that his two students were very extraordinary and had special powers.
他知道自己的这两个学生是非常特殊的，而且有非常大的能力。
So Sandipani Muni told them that some time back my son died when he was at the beach at the side of the sea, and he drowned in the sea. So can you please bring him back to life?
所以他这个Sandipani Muni 就对 Krishna Balarama 他说很久以前我的儿子在沙滩上玩耍的时候，在海边玩的时候被海水淹死了。他说你们能不能把我的儿子带回来。
So Krishna and Balaram immediately went into the sea and they searched out to try to find the son of their teacher.
然后 Krishna 和 Balarama 立即到海里面，跳入海里面去寻找他们老师的儿子。
First there was some demon there in the form of a conch shell.
然后呢就出现了一个以海螺的形状展现出来的一个恶魔。
Krishna killed this demon.
Krishna 把他杀掉了。
But he could not find the son of his teacher.
但是他找不到他老师的儿子。
So then he went to Yamaraj.
最后他去找死神阎罗王 Yamaraj.
He went into the kingdom of Yamaraj and there he found Yamaraj and he requested please give me back the son of my teacher.
所以他们就去到那个死神 Yamaraj 的王国里面，他们找到了他们老师的儿子，然后他就对这个死神的国王 Yamaraj 说，请把我们老师的儿子还给我们。
And in this way Krishna brought back the son of his teacher and returned him to Sandipani Muni.
就这样呢， Krishna 把老师的儿子找回来，还给了自己的老师 Sandipani Muni.
This is the attitude of the ideal student in relation to the teacher.
这就是一个门徒服务导师的这种最理想的这种状态，这种心态。
We Lord Krishna had been asking Arjuna, "Have you understood this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita? Are you ready to act now?"
所以现在在这个世界里面 ，Krishna 问 Arjuna。你明白我跟你讲的《薄伽梵歌》了吗？你现在已经准备好去行动了吗
？Is your illusion gone now？
你所有的迷惑消除了吗
？Is your ignorance removed？
所有的愚昧被清除掉了吗
？This is the business of the guru。
这就是一个咕噜的职责。
To take away the illusion, to remove the ignorance。
他把学生的迷幻和愚昧清除掉。
What is that illusion？
这个迷惑是什么呢？迷幻。
Illusion is to think we are the controller of this material existence.
那个最大的迷幻就是认为我们自己是这个物质存在的控制者。
We think we are this body.
我们认为自己是这个身体。
But we forget that we are the pure soul.
忘记了我们是纯粹的灵魂。
So this illusion, this ignorance is removed.By the mercy of the spiritual teacher.
所以这样的迷幻必须是依靠灵性导师的仁慈才能得以清除。
The spiritual teacher gives mercy in the form of instructions.
灵性导师的仁慈就在他给我们的训示里面。
It is the duty of the student to follow the instructions of the teacher.
那么一个学生他的职责就是要按照灵性导师的训示去活动。
In proportion to how they follow the instruction and how well they carry out the instructions, then they will get benefit.
那么根据他们遵循这个训诲的程度，以及根据他们 使执行这个灵性导师训示的程度，他们就相应的得到好处。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly.
Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》里面说，我根据一个人向我皈依的程度给予回报。
And he says, if you surrender completely to me and give up all material conceptions and take full shelter of me, then I will free you from all sins.
Krishna 对阿尊娜说，如果你完全向我皈依，脱离于我，放弃，这样的话，我会让你摆出所有的罪恶反应。
Arjuna is a perfect student. If you have a student like Arjuna, then you can give him everything and he will take full advantage.
那么 Arjuna 呢是一个完美的学生，如果我们有像 Arjuna 这样的学生的话，你可以把所有的知识全部给他，他可以得到所有的好处。
Krishna told Arjuna everything he needed to know.
Krishna 告诉了 Arjuna 一切他应该知道的事情。
And Arjuna accepted everything and got free of illusion.
然后 Arjuna 接受了一切，并且摆脱了所有的迷惑。
And the result is, after Krishna's teaching, Arjuna is ready to fight the Kurukshetra war.
这个结果就是，当聆听过 Krishna 的训示之后， Arjuna 决定要在这个库卢之野这个战场上打一场恶战。
Arjuna will be the great hero of the Battle of Kurukshetra.
他将会成为这个库卢之野战场上的一个英雄。
And he's going to, he along with his brothers are going to rule the world.
他和他的兄弟接下来将会统治全世界。
And he's going to win a great name, make his name famous for time to come.
随着时间的推移，他的名字将会在全世界闻名。
So this is all possible with the help of the good teacher.
所有这一切是在一个好的老师的帮助下才有可能实现的。
When you have a teacher like Krishna and a student like Arjuna, then wonderful things happen.
当我们有完美的像 Krishna 这样的老师，以及完美的像 Arjuna 这样的学生的时候，就会发生最伟大的事情。
We see how also how Prabhupada met his teacher, and he got instructions from his teacher.
我们也看到最近的例子，当帕布帕德遇到他的灵性导师的时候，他得到了完美的训示。
Now Prabhupada did not get a lot of contact with his teacher.
虽然他和他的老师没有很多的接触。
Only they spoke only a few times together.
他们在一起只是说了几句，只是交谈了几次。
But whatever his teacher had to say made a deep impression on the heart of Prabhupada.
但是无论他的老师说了什么，都在他的心中留下了非常深刻的烙印。
And even after his teacher departed from this world, Prabhupada never forgot his teacher's teachings.
所以就算在他的老师已经离开这个世界之后，帕布帕德还是没有忘记他的老师给他的训示。
And he continued to act according to the teachings.
他还继续终其一生按照他灵性导师的教诲去活动。
So these teachings do not have to be given personally, we can receive them indirectly.
所以像这样的教导不一定就会直接的聆听到，我们可以通过间接的方式聆听到。
Association with the body of the spiritual master is not as important as association with the instructions.
我们与灵性导师的这个身体联谊不如聆听灵性导师的教诲重要。
The teachings of the spiritual master are eternal, but his body is not eternal.
灵性导师的身体不是永恒的，但是他的教导是永恒的。
So if we can associate with the teachings of Krishna and the teachings of Krishna's representative, then that can take us also out of illusion.
所以如果我们能够不断地聆听，记住 Krishna 的教导，以及 Krishna 纯粹的代表给我们的教导，这样呢，也能够帮助我们走出迷惑。
This, the mercy of the spiritual master comes through his instructions.
所以一个灵性导师的仁慈就是通过他的训示传达给我们的。
We pray our only wish is to have our consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth.
所以我们唯一的渴望就是渴望我们的内心能够因为聆听灵性导师莲花口中说出的话语而得到净化。
So the instructions of the spiritual master are eternal.
所以灵性导师的训示是永恒的。
How we apply them may vary in time and circumstances.
我们如何去应用灵性导师给我们的训诲可以根据时间或者是场所来加以调整。
We see Krishna is telling Arjuna to surrender to him, and for Arjuna that means Arjuna should fight in the battle of Kurukshetra.
我们可以看到在五千年前的库鲁兹野战场上阿朱纳对 Krishna 的皈依就是最终他要 在这个战场上、啊、打仗。
We don't have to fight Kurukshetra war.
但是我们没有必要去打像这样一场战争。
But we have to fight our own mind and senses.
但是我们要与我们的心意和感官开战。
We have to fight against the lust and greed.
我们应该与色欲和贪婪开战。
The same business, the same principle to overcome this illusion and ignorance.
同样的都是为了克服这个迷幻和愚昧。
And the process to overcome it is the same as Arjuna used.
同样的克服这个迷幻和愚昧的程序与阿朱纳所用的程序也是一样的。
The process is to hear the instructions of Krishna.
那就是聆听 Krishna 的训示。
Hear the instructions of Krishna and then act according to the instructions of Krishna.
聆听 Krishna 的训示然后按照 Krishna 所训示的去活动。
Just like Prabhupada's spiritual masterinstructed many people to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world.
正如圣帕布帕德的灵性导师，他训示很多人来做这个事情，把主 Chaitanya 的这个教导传播到全世界去。
But not everyone did it.
但是不是所有人都做了这个活动。
Prabhupada was the only one to really make an effort.
帕布帕德是唯一的一个做出实际努力的人。
Other people were also asked to do it, but they did not take up the instruction.
灵性导师也有要求其他的门徒去做，但是他们没有接受这个训示。
They tried to teach according to their own ability. They were teaching, they were preaching, doing some propaganda work in small ways, in limited ways.
他们呢，努力，他们只是依靠自己的能力做一些传播，一些东西，只是依靠自己的力量。一些小的传播活动。
But they were not seeing the potential of the Krishna consciousness philosophy.
但是他们没有看到这个 Krishna 知觉的哲学所具有的巨大的潜力。
They did not think that it was possible that it could go everywhere, all over the world.
他们没有想到这个 Krishna 知觉的哲学可以走遍全世界。
ButFrom the history of Bhagavad Gita, we know that Krishna spoke this knowledge to the sun god millions of years ago.
但是从博迦梵歌的历史我们知道，在千百万年以前呢 ，Krishna 对太阳神先讲述了这个博迦梵歌。
And the sun god gave this knowledge to Vivishwan and Manu. Vivishwan gave it to Manu, the father of mankind.
然后太阳神把这个知识传播给了 Vivishwan。Vivishwan 又把它传播给人类的始祖 Manu.
And in this way, the knowledge was received by saintly kings.
所以就这样呢，这门知识就被神圣的国王们相传，一直流传下来。
So the history of the Bhagavad Gita is very great.
所以博迦梵歌的历史是非常伟大的。
It has been heard, it's been accepted by great kings for millions of years, not only on this planet, but in many other planets.
千百万年来，不仅仅是在地球上，甚至在所有很多无数的其他的星球里面，伟大的国王们都接受博迦梵歌的教导。
People often cannot understand that this Bhagavad Gita is not limited to just one race or one country or one planet.
人们没有办法理解这个国家梵歌，它是不受任何限制的，它不局限于任何种族、任何国家，甚至不局限于任何星球。
It's meant for everyone, everywhere.
国家梵歌是为所有人讲述的，为所有地方的人讲。
There are living entities everywhere.
为了所有地方的生物体讲的。
And for their benefit, Krishna himself came to this world to speak Bhagavad Gita.
就是为了照顾所有众生。Krishna 来到这个世界讲述《薄伽梵歌》。
In the fourth chapter, the purpose of Krishna's appearance is described.
那么在第四章描述了 Krishna 显现的目的。
Wherever there is a decline of religion and a predominance, wherever there's a decline of irreligion and a predominance of irreligion, then at that time, Lord Krishna comes.To deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants.
无论任何时候，每当反宗教盛行、宗教衰落的时候 ，Krishna 就会显现，来拯救诚信的人，消灭那些反宗教的人士。
He reestablishes the religious principles by speaking this Bhagavad Gita.
他通过讲述这个《薄伽梵歌》。重新确立了宗教的原则。
Yeah, the highest principle of religion is to surrender to Krishna.
宗教的最高的原则就是向 Krishna 归依。
Arjuna has understood this, and he's ready to act according to Krishna's instructions.
Arjuna 明白了这一点，现在他已经准备好了，要按照 Krishna 训示的去活动。
When we accept the instructions of Krishna, then our life will be successful.
当我们接受了 Krishna 的训示之后，我们的生命就成功了。
But when we reject Krishna's instructions, then we surrender to Maya.
但是如果我们拒绝 Krishna 的训示的话，我们就不得不皈依 Maya 迷幻。
We identify with this body and this mind.
然后我们认同这个身体还有心意。
And we become entangled in material life.
然后我们就会被物质的生活捆绑起来。
The material world is a place for uncontrolled sense gratification.
那么这个物质世界，它的目的就是为了那些不受限制的感官而存在的。
When people are under the control of their senses, then they're just like mad people.
当一个人的感官完全不受控制的时候，他就会像一个疯子一样。
They perform sinful activities.
他们会从事各种各样的罪恶活动。
And the result of sinful activities is they have to take another birth in the material world.
那么所有这些罪恶活动的结果，那就是他必须再一次投身到这个物质世界来。
This is the ignorance. This is the illusion of material life.
这就是物质生活的迷幻。
They're thinking the goal of life is sense gratification.
很多人认为人生的目的就是为了得到感官享乐。
We agree, there must be some sense gratification. We cannot stop sense gratification.
我们同意，必须有一定的感官享受在那里。
But
我们没有办法停止感官享受。
It has to be controlled and regulated according to religious principles.
但是这些感官享受必须是得到控制的。有规范的，并且符合宗教原则。
Animals are controlled by nature.
动物就是被他们的本性所控制了。
The nature of animals is arranged by the supreme creator, by God Himself.
那么动物的本性呢，是由他们是由创造者神本人来创造出来的。
You cannot.There are certain animals which will be vegetarian, and there will be certain animals which will not be, which will eat flesh.
有某一类动物呢，它们是素食的；有另外一类动物呢，它们又会吃肉。
Tigers like that, they cannot be simple. They cannot just be vegetarian.
比如说像老虎，它是没有办法做素食的动物的。
They have their particular body, and their nature is to eat flesh.
他们的身体有特定的结构，他们有吃肉的本性。
Human beings also have a particular body, a particular nature.
所以同样的，人类呢，人类的身体也有特定的特性。
And to help them live proper civilized life, there are laws. There are laws of society to arrange people to restrict their sense gratification. To restrict the sense gratification of human beings, there are laws. The society creates laws, governments, and the government make laws.
Okay. 所以实际上呢，当一个政府，让鼓励人们去做感官享受的时候呢，这是一种错误，是一种损失。
There are laws about what we can do and what we cannot do.
他们不知道我们什么是应该做的，什么是不应该做的。
There are laws about taking drugs.
比如说，有一些法则。讲了我什么样的药可以不能够吃吸毒
and there are laws about alcohol and drinking
还有一些限制饮酒的这个法律
and the same and there are laws about marriage and having families
还有婚姻法还有家庭法律等等
these laws are there to help us to control sense gratification
所以实际上国家的这些法律它是为了帮助我们控制感官享乐的
and the same way there are also laws of the supreme law
同样的道理呢至尊主他也有法律
the animals they don't have to follow laws
但是动物它没有必要遵守这个法律
because they are controlled by nature
因为他们完全被自己的本性控制住了兽性
If a tiger eats somebody, you know, it's not much we can do about it.
如果老虎吃了某人，我们也没什么办法。
But in human society, there are principles, there are laws which people are meant to follow.
但是作为人类社会，一个文明的人类社会呢，它是有法律的，人们必须遵循法律去生活。
Because human life is a life of responsibility.
因为人类的这个生命呢，它是有责任的。
The highly placed government officer enjoys more facilities.
那么那些更高的官员呢，他们会享受更多的物质设施。
He may have the Danway may give him a car and they will give him more salary.
他们的单位可能会给他配小车，或者是更多的薪水。
But He has also responsibility.
但是呢，他们也有更高的责任，他们也要负更多的责任。
He has to make sure his unit is efficient and profit-making.
他必须保证他所管理的这个单位呢，工作有效率以及有生产力。
And if it's not properly functioning, then he's responsible.
如果他的单位运作不正常的话，他就要对其负责任。
In the same way, in human society, human being has also responsibility more than the animals.
所以同样的道理，人类有更好的生活条件，因此他比动物也有更高的责任。
The human being has to recognize his responsibilities.
所以人类应该明白自己的责任所在。
To understand the instructions given by the Supreme Lord.
要去理解至尊主给我们的训示。
Earlier, Krishna had said to Arjuna, he had asked him, Have you understood my instructions? Are you ready to follow?
那么在前面一个师节 Krishna 问 Arjuna, 你明白我的教导了吗？你准备好要去遵行了吗？
If Arjuna had not understood, Krishna was ready to tell him again.
如果 Arjuna 没有明白的话 Krishna 准备要再说一遍。
But Arjuna says he has understood,And his illusion is now gone.
但是Arjuna回答说，他已经明白了，而且他的所有的迷惑已经全部消除了。
Means Krishna's teaching has been effective.
那就意味着Krishna给他的教导已经起作用了。
Now Arjuna is ready to act on behalf of, in accordance with Krishna's instructions.
所以现在Arjuna已经准备好，按照Krishna所说的那样去做。
If we study this Bhagavad Gita, we can also understand, we can also become free from illusion and ignorance.
如果我们很好地学习这个《薄伽梵歌》，我们也能够 很好的理解 Krishna 的教导，同时然后呢我们就可以摆脱所有的迷惑。
It is not just simply hearing the teaching, but it is shown by our actions.
所以我们的活动不仅仅是聆听教诲，而且还要通过我们的行为来表达。
How should we act? We should act as the servant of Krishna.
我们该如何去活动呢？我们应该以 Krishna 的仆人这个身份去活动。
We should act in the mood of the loving servant of Krishna.
我们应该以爱 Krishna 的这种服务的心态来活动。
Whatever we do, we do it as an offering for the service of Krishna.
无论我们做什么，都是把它当作对 Krishna 的服务来做。
We raise our family as for devotees, our servants of Krishna.
我们把养家糊口也当作对 Krishna 的一种服务。
We have a job. We see this work also as being some service for Krishna.
我们有工作要做，我们把这个工作也用于服务 Krishna.
For Arjuna, his service was to fight a battle.
那么对于 Arjuna 来说呢，他的服务就是要在战场上打仗。
Whatever we do, we have to do it in that mood of being.Servant, being the devotee of Krishna.
所以我们无论做什么什么工作的，我们都要继续做下去，但是要改变我们的心态，把它当作对 Krishna 的服务来做。
We do our service, and at the same time, we remember Krishna. We should be conscious of Krishna.
我们做自己该做的服务，同时我们记住 Krishna. 我们要意识到，要觉悟到 Krishna 的存在。
To be conscious of Krishna means to be conscious of his teachings.
意识到 Krishna 就意味着我们牢牢地记住 Krishna 的教导。
That we will also remember his name, his form, his qualities.
同时呢，我们也能够记起 Krishna 的形象、他的名字，还有他的品格。
And in this way, we will purify our consciousness.
用这样的方式呢，我们的知觉就会逐渐地得到净化。
Krishna consciousness is in every living entity.
Krishna 知觉实际上在每一个生物体中都有。
But it has to be awakened by hearing.
但是我们必须通过聆听的方式把这种神圣的知觉唤醒起来。
It is not, hearing is not just a matter of speaking loudly so that we hear.
但是这个聆听我不仅仅是简单的说哦，我说得很大声然后大家都听到了。
But hearing means that we are submissive, we are willing to accept the teaching and apply.
聆听就意味着我们接受教诲，并且愿意按照这个训示去活动，这才是真正的聆听。
The Bhagavad Gita is teaching, its teachings, and its teachings for everyone.
所以这个《薄伽梵歌》呢，实际上是给所有人的训示。
We should try to take advantage.
所以我们应该好好的加以利用。
Is there any questions?
好，大家看有什么问题。
对不对？前面您讲说《薄伽梵歌》是对所有生物体的训示，那后面你最后一句说是对人类的训示，我就说这个里面到底这个所有生物体是包括？动物、植物，或者是其他星球的半生人呐、啊，或者那些生物，都包括在内吗
？Well, certainly, the animals, the other living entities, they're also part and parcel of Krishna.
毫无疑问的，动物还有所有其他的生物体呢？他们都是属于 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
We have to see them in relation to Krishna also.
所以我们应该看到他们与 Krishna 之间是有关联的。
Of course, that we cannot expect that they will follow Krishna's teachings.
但是同时我们明白他们不可能明白 Krishna 的教导。
But the devotee can apply Krishna's teachings for the benefit of these creatures.
但是奉献者为了造福这些生物体，他们可以应用 Krishna 的教导，加以应用。
He can, for the benefit of these creatures, he can also give them Krishna consciousness. He can give them Krishna consciousness just as by giving, allowing them also to hear the holy name of Krishna, by giving them spiritual food.
但是 Krishna 的奉献者可以让生物体得到好处，方法就是让他们聆听这个唱诵圣名的这个圣名的声音，或者是让他们听到这个经典。
And by protecting them and allowing them to live their life without unnecessary disturbance from other envious people who want to kill them.
同时呢，也可以通过保护这些动物，免于让他们免于受到其他的那些有嫉妒心的人的杀戮。
There are some instances where Lord Chaitanya made the wild animals chant and dance.
曾经有那么一次，朱切丹尼亚马哈帕布，他令得森林里面的野兽都跟着他一起唱诵和跳舞。
And there were other devotees, Vaishnava devotees, who could make wild animals into devotees.
同时也有一某一个奉献者，他曾经让一个野兽变成了奉献者。
Rasikananda, a great devotee.
有一个叫 Grisikananda 的伟大的奉献者。
He had disciples like elephants and tigers.
他的门徒是大象和老虎。
They became devotees. They surrendered to him.
他们都变成了奉献者，向他皈依。
So very powerful personalities can also give Krishna consciousness to living entities in these lower forms of life.
所以那些非常强有力的生物体。他们同样也可以把 Krishna 的知觉给我们这个星球的动物。
General, however, we have to concentrate on giving Krishna consciousness to the humans.
但是总的来说，我们应该专注于把这个 Krishna 的知觉传播给人类。
The human form of life is special. It has the opportunity for Krishna consciousness.
这个人类的这个身体生命形式呢？是一个特别的机会
however,
可以很容易的得到 Krishna 知觉
However, we know that it is a great challenge just to give Krishna consciousness to humans. So it's even more difficult to give it to animals.
有时候我们发现把 Krishna 知觉传播给人类甚至比传播给动物还要困难。我们都遇到极大的挑战。
But we should not be neglectful in trying to distribute Krishna consciousness. Try to give to every living entity.
但是我们不应该忽略其他的生物体，我们应该努力的把 Krishna 知觉传播给所有的生物体。
But we put special purpose, special emphasis on trying to give it to human beings.
当然，我们更强调给人类。其他的问题吗？大家？
So this is Arjuna's final verse, final statement in the Bhagavad Gita. The rest of the Bhagavad Gita will be spoken by Sanjay.
所以这就是这个师节里面讲的话就是阿朱纳在博迦梵歌中讲的最后的一句话了余下的话语呢都是由桑加亚来复述的
He will speak the final the next few verses to finish the Bhagavad Gita
接下来的几个师节呢都是由桑加亚转述的来结束整章博迦梵歌
OK Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.
Jai.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.